This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
You can always make up. I mean, there's plenty of people who have a falling out and they can make up. I could see Kraft and Brown, you know, making up and saying, hey, listen, you know, maybe initially some, you know, the things got lost in translation.
That's right.
Kraft's in the whole, you know, he's down with Jay-Z and Meek Mill and the whole prison reform. He knows that there's a double standard for certain people.
Yes.
And AB was kind of like, I don't think he was taking shots at Kraft, but he's just saying, hey, what's the double standard?
No surprise there. Wiggy is an AB fan, and so Wiggy believes that the two of them could make up, but I don't know. Think about your workplace. Think about your boss, and think about leaving, and on the way out, you're talking about the boss's wife or the boss's indiscretions. Would the boss invite you back 3 weeks later, back into the fold, just because he has to pay you some kind of severance pay or something? I don't.
Wiggy claims it was lost in translation. That was not a shot at Kraft. That is unbelievable. Spin.
Stop it.
That's, you know what that is. Wiggy is
incredible.
Wiggy's the biggest, biggest honk that there is. But all right, so
it's one thing to say this whole place sucks, like in Caddyshack. It's another to say, hey, by the way, I didn't get an R&T. Like RKK, that's it's a tough one to come back from.
Robin Tuck,
978 text. These sponsors are the ones that put the pressure on Mr. Kraft to get rid of Antonio Brown. So, do you think that he would go against Nike and others? I don't think so. Hey, by the way, Curtis.
Yes.
I've yet to see the backlash against Nike with regard to China. I see all kinds of backlash against others, like the NBA, but I've yet to see where's the backlash against Nike with regard to China.
I don't know. Does Nike go out and get applauded left and right for ripping the current president for taking bold stands? In fact, I think they get the opposite. They
where's Nike's when it comes to their human rights stands? Why are they not standing up in support of the people, the protesters? You would think that would be where Nike. It's because all their shoes are made in China.
Exactly.
Of course, right?
Hello. Why would
Why would Nike do what their child laborers are not allowed to do and stand up?
Can I just go to the tweet that Wiggy? I mean, this is the most absurd thing Wiggy's ever said, saying that this tweet was lost in translation and was not a shot at Kraft. This is the exact tweet that has since been deleted. It is with a picture with Antonio Brown and the alleged woman he raped.
Yeah.
Kraft got caught in the parlor. AB speculations fired. Different strokes, different folks, clearly. I mean, how is that?
What lost in translation?
Lost right.
in translation? I don't think anything's lost in translation.
He even said different
there.
Strokes, for goodness sakes. Come on, nothing to be lost there.
Was that the name, by the way, was that the name of that horrible Bill Murray film, Lost in Translation?
That's the most overrated film in cinema history.
Horrible.
That is the most overrated movie in history. Sofia Coppola should have been blasted off Earth for her performance in Godfather 3. But that movie was, it's so wonderful. It's so delicate. It talks about the difficulty of human connection. And while we're all such lost souls.
Is there anything worse when a bunch of cinemaphiles, as they call them, are running around talking about how you have to see a movie, and it's so artistic, and there's so many hidden meanings, and then you give in and you go to it, and it absolutely blows.
It goes right over your head,
and
it's almost like the only thing as bad as Antonio Brown talk, but that movie sucked so bad.
It's
the most overrated movie in history.
Come on.
What about My Left Foot?
That
was overrated.
That's an amazing performance. What's
Shape
so great?
Of Water?
Oh, that movie's awful, too.
Shape of Water?
Oh, it made me want to drown myself in a bathtub with a merman. It was awful.
This is a pretty good, that's actually a pretty good question. The most overrated film of all time. I think it might be Lost in Translation. I really do.
That was what did Bill Murray do that was
Johansson's
so
in it? Jeez.
Aside from the opening shot of her buttocks in pink underwear, tell me something else she did that was mesmerizing or transformative in that movie. And what did Bill Murray do? He said Suntory whiskey, and people were like, he's adding drama to the portfolio. There's nothing he can't do. He's America's favorite irreverent uncle.
I do think that happens where you have a guy like Bill Murray who's been a great comedic actor, and he pulls off a reasonable dramatic performance, and suddenly people want to embrace it as like it's the greatest thing, you know, the greatest thing that's ever happened in acting.
It's like when Adam Sandler does a serious role.
Well, but there were people who, what was that Adam Sandler serious movie, the Spanglish. Yeah, Spanglish or there wasn't there like
I love Spanglish.
Wasn't there like a 9/11 themed film that he was in also?
Yes, there was with Don Cheadle, and also he was praised for Punch Drunk Love. Yeah. I just wanted to say that my favorite movie my favorite movie podcast said the other day that they're not just certain Adam Sandler will be nominated for Best Actor. You could almost give it to him for this Uncut Gems movie. That he is phenomenal.
Well, the trailer does look good.
That he's phenomenal.
And can I ask, never mind the AB poll on Twitter, based on the fact that the man who portrayed the greatest character ever in television history, Walter White, showed up at the premiere the other night, or the premiere party the other night, for the Breaking Bad film, do we believe that when that debuts tonight at midnight on Netflix, do we believe that Walter White makes an appearance in the film, at least?
I got the money on it.
You do?
Yep. Cameo, flashback.
I don't think... How could they do El Camino and do a Breaking Bad movie and not have Walter White in it at least once?
You just do a little flashback just for fan service.
Yeah.
And because Vince Gilligan, and I always support the auteur theory, the guy who created the show has made this follow-up movie about Jesse Pinkman's redemption, you have to have the characters that drove the narrative in the first place. Well, we should also probably see Saul Goodman as well.
Gilligan did an interview where he earlier this week, I think that it appeared in the Post, where he basically shut it down.
Yeah.
And he was like, Walter White's not coming back.
No. Stiz says Walter White was in the trailer.
Where's this? Which trailer? Because there's a couple of them.
You know how when you go on Netflix, if you just like, if you're on a movie, it just automatically starts playing the trailer?
Yeah.
It shows Jesse Pinkman looking to the mirror and Walter White's there.
You sure you weren't on something at the time?
May have been both, but I'm telling you.
Really? Yeah. I think he's in it. I really do.
Say my name.
Are you staying up till midnight? Are you going to take a nap during the Pats game and wake up at midnight?
Well, I have to watch the Pats game because I have to watch Gronk.
And please take some vitamin C.
I'm sick.
And some zinc.
I don't know what to tell you. I can't.
Take a couple packets of the emergency from Nick.
Listen, we go from 85 degrees to a nor'easter.
Yeah, so plan for it.
They're warning people to stay away from their windows today on the South Shore.
That's like the hot coffee warning, though. You have to do that because some dumbass stood in front of the window all day and got their face blown off by a branch.
Yeah, I don't.
That's why Ordway's so short.
By the way.
Oh, that was really unnecessary.
These texters are saying that it was Scarlett Johansson that was in that film, correct?
Right.
Yes.
That she won the Oscar for that?
Did not.
I don't think, no.
Did not. Bill Murray was nominated, and then there was a huge uproar. Oh, he's so great in this movie. How could he not win an Oscar? How great would it have been for Bill Murray to win Best Actor?
Now, El Camino is in some theaters and on Netflix, right? So you can watch it tonight on Netflix starting at midnight, but it's also in some theaters, which is kind of an interesting thing. I'd prefer to see it in a theater.
The Coolidge Corner Theater is showing it.
Oh, they are?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
You head over there with your organic snacks with the people of Cambridge.
And your reusable bag, please.
Yes. Yeah.
I have the IMDb 10 most overrated movies, if you want them.
I do.
All time.
But speaking of reusable bags, I just want to mention that yesterday California banned tiny shampoo bottles. So no one is to ever use a tiny shampoo bottle in the state of California ever
again.
Good,
it's just for the people that hoard them and take them home from hotels and then never use them.
No, it's for freaking traveling. Have you tried? You can't bring a giant shampoo bottle, okay? They limited the amount of liquid that you can bring.
You can have the reusable ones.
Oh, Danielle, stop.
How can a kid in California that's going on a band trip possibly smuggle an ounce or an ounce and a half of vodka on the trip now? Come on.
No, I'm telling you. A tiny plastic shampoo bottle serves its purpose enough with banning everything. So then you come up with some other substance.
It's just hotels that they're banning them in.
What do you mean? It's a ban for the entire state. They already had the hotel ban that was in place there. This is Matt. Hello, Matt.
Hey, Greg.
What's up?
Good morning, guys. Last night, my wife and I were searching for a new show on Netflix. I had to call and let you know. I never thought I would see Borat do something like this. But go on Netflix and type in Spy, S-P-Y. It's a limited series, and Sacha Baron Cohen plays this spy from Israel. It's an awesome show. You got to check it out.
Nick, do you like Sacha Baron Cohen?
I do. I think he's fantastic.
Yeah.
That's one of the that Borat will always remain one of the hardest laughs at a movie in history. That wrestling scene might be one of the five funniest scenes in movie history. And the original Ali G show, unbelievable.
I have been corrected on the Coolidge Corner Theater.
Yeah, that's Brookline. It's Brookline, not Cambridge.
Neighborhood. I stand corrected.
Jeez, lump us in with Cambridge.
Because the people of Brookline will not be eating organic snacks.
Of course not.
I mean, it's the same thing. I hate to break it to you, but it's the
not.
Same.
It is All not.
Right. 10 most overrated films. Who's this from? IMDb? Or
IMDb. 50 most overrated films. We're just doing the top 10.
All right.
Rocky, the horror picture show. Wally.
No, you mean Rocky Horror Picture Show, not Rocky.
Rocky, the Horror Picture Show.
He thought that was a Rocky sequel.
I thought it was.
The Rocky Horror Picture Show was Rocky 5. Yeah. That was a horror.
All right, so wait.
Horror Picture Show?
Rocky Horror Picture Show. All right, Curtis, what else?
Wow, 0 for 1. What a hit. Number 9, Wally.
Couldn't disagree more.
Really?
It's a great movie.
Really?
It's beautiful, yeah.
Number 8, Forrest Gump.
What?
Come on.
What?
Just stop this list.
Okay.
Yeah, that's enough.
Number 7, Dances with Wolves.
Oh, my God.
Agree.
Number 6, Traffic.
Oh, God.
Oh. What?
Not a good movie.
I thought it was okay. I thought it was a pretty good movie. All right.
Number 5, Clerks.
Oh, stop it right now. That's an
Danielle's
affront to
favorite
me.
Movie.
By the way, they're coming out with Clerks 3.
Danielle's favorite movie.
This one's a real cliffhanger. Number 4, Titanic.
Ooh. Never saw it.
Number 3, Citizen Kane. Number 1 is crazy. Number 2, Gone with the Wind. And the most overrated movie, according to IMDb, Goodfellas.
Oh, this is... Who wrote this?
Jeez. Enough. I can't.
Who wrote this?
How do you call Gone with the Wind overrated? It's a classic.
It's a little long.
Didn't we all have a period of time?
It is long, but still...
Didn't we all have a period of time where that person in our lives who made us told us these movies are great, sat us down, and we watched the classics with them, and we were like, wow, actually, these movies were kind of awesome. Like watching The Guns of Navarone or a John Wayne movie with your dad or watching Gone with the Wind. These are incredible cinematic masterpieces.
Yeah. All right. 617-779-7937. If you would like to call the show or if you would prefer to text, the text line is 37937.
The real post-game show, tomorrow night, right after the game. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Week 6, NFL begins tonight with your New England Patriots and the New York Football Giants. 8:20 kickoff on Fox. New England going for that 6-0 start. The G-men are 2-3. Daniel Jones expected to be out there. Sorry, Fitzy. No Eli Manning tonight. How many weapons, though? I mean, Eli would be thrown to the wolves here. No Barkley, no Sterling Shepard, no Evan Ingram, no Wayne Gallman.
Golden Tate is going to be standing on that sideline regretting that decision in the offseason. Maybe he should be the one doing an IG Live begging the Patriots to take him.
Curtis had this nugget, 17-point underdogs for the Giants. Most in team history, right, Curtis? That was the stat?
Biggest underdogs in Giants franchise history.
That is incredible. Mutt at night will lead you in from 6 until kickoff. Mutt and Wiggy are live at the Encore Casino and the On Deck Burger Bar. They will host a watch party during the game, so stay there at the casino, have some fun. And then afterward, Ordway, Diossi, and Smirlis have you until 2 a.m. OMF had Ben Watson on the show yesterday. It was a really good interview. Check it out at WEI.com. Watson was asked if he would keep, or if he thinks the Patriots kept the door open for him. And here's what he said.
You know, moves on from from a player because you may have a need, you know. But again, whenever that time comes, it's a matter of having some sort of mutual agreement to what's going to happen as far as coming on the roster. So from what I heard from Coach when he spoke to you all, it sounded like, you know, we'll just wait and see. What he told me was that he didn't have a roster spot right now. That doesn't mean he won't tomorrow, or maybe he won't at all.
I mean, so he's basically hoping, Ben Watson, that at some point down the road, after the trade deadline, maybe nothing works out, they'll bring him back.
Yeah, I mean, I listened to that interview yesterday, and those guys, that was a great, you're right, great interview. But, I mean, it was pretty clear that he was leaving the door open to come back at some point. And who wouldn't?
Yeah, of course, for a couple mil.
Antonio Brown has opened the door this morning for a comeback.
Fighting 84s, I heard that, yeah.
I feel like within the next 10 to 15 minutes, he's going to be posting some kind of a photo montage like Danielle always does with he and Mr. Kraft together.
I'll get the alert as soon as it happens, and I'll start the timer for when TB likes it.
He's going to create one of those four photo montage things for Instagram of him and Mr. Kraft together at sentimental moments.
Yes.
Well, if you missed the baseball last night, you missed one of the all-time collapses in baseball history, I would say, in Dodgers history for sure. 3-1 lead, six outs to go. They bring on Clayton Kershaw to pitch the eighth. He gives up back-to-back homers. Joe Kelly pitches a scoreless ninth. They keep him out there for the tenth, and it does not go well. Walk, double, intentional walk, grand slam from Howie Kendrick. So Joe Kelly, what do you make, $27 million over three years?
He got 3 years, $25
million. 25.
It's no accident that Fire Dave Roberts is trending right now on the Twitter.
I don't see how he survives, and their GM, Andrew Friedman, hot commodity. He's had seven straight division titles but has not won it there. Could the Red Sox go after him? We will see. Rays at the Astros, 7:07 first pitch tonight. That's a Game 5. Tyler Glasnow opposing Garrett Cole. Bruins going for 4-0 in Colorado at the Pepsi Center. A lot to watch tonight. Jeez.
Best start for the Bruins in 18 years, if you can believe it. Mm. In 18 years, the best start for our Boston Bruins, and I cannot wait for Saturday night.
But the home, not only the seats, but their three losses at home at the Garden and the Cup Final, how they play at home this year is really going to dictate everything to me. I mean, it's a nice start on the road. I'm not trying to diminish it. But wouldn't you say they've got to, now they got to play well in front of the home folks? That's mental baggage they've got to overcome
now.
Yes,
but they just beat Vegas in the toughest, what's the toughest arena to play in now in the NHL.
I mean,
I'm not flying into a panic over Saturday night at home like they're going to have a return to Game 7, Ken. I mean,
plus the riots with the seating. I mean, geez.
Oh, yeah, no, I know. People are going to sit down and then get right up. Everybody at the same time is going to get right up and leave on Saturday
Gronk
night.
Gronk is doing his pregame show from a seat that he can't fit in at the Garden.
He'll be there tonight.
It's the Greg Hill Show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Visiting the high schools. I'm going to do everything to give back. You know. And if I could ever get back in the game, I gotta. So, time out, I'm gonna get back to work. Hope you guys having a beautiful day. And you guys follow the Patriots, tell them call me. They still gotta pay me, so might as well let me earn it.
Triggered! I hear the man's voice, and I'm triggered. I am not, I will not. It's like JD's been hanging on the phone because he probably has nothing else going on in his life that he wants to talk about Antonio Brown and whether the Patriots are going to take him back after that plea yesterday. Hello, JD.
Hey, what's up, boys? Yeah, I mean, the one thing that Kraft didn't count on was the Patriots remaining undefeated. So as each week goes by, they remain undefeated. The stakes get risen. So they might as well bring AB back now, because if they lose to, like, KC or Houston in week 12, 13, 14, and all they needed was AB, you know, to punch another seven in on the two-minute drill to win the game, people are going to be going crazy. So they basically they need to bring him back right now, because as the weeks go on, the pressure is just going to mount.
Grammar check, Danielle. Do the stakes get risen? I guess they could.
No,
I mean,
they
the
rise.
Stakes, I know the stakes rise.
They rise.
But do
they
the
don't
stakes,
get risen.
Do the
no.
stakes get risen?
I don't think that, I think rise is an active verb. I don't think you can passively get risen, but I don't know.
I like that Collier's resiliency.
Falling off the face of the cliff.
Where's our Twitter poll at right now?
It is 52-48, about 2,000 votes in. 52% want Antonio Brown back.
52% of Patriots fans want Antonio Brown back.
And don't you blame Kraft for this, though? If he had just stayed on the roster, on the never made it to the field, if the Patriots never played him against the Dolphins, I believe he would still be on the team, inactive, just resting, not playing until these allegations were sort of vetted. And then he could play. I mean, that would have been the best possible outcome. But because Kraft had his own personal issues, the PR got to him in ways that it hadn't before.
And he seems like the kind of guy, Antonio Brown, who'd be completely understanding and comfortable with that. If he wasn't
He'd be in
playing.
Brady's house.
He'd be in the she shed, yeah. And you know, I'm sure Coach Belichick, I'm sure he's dying to have this come back to. Remember how happy he was during the final AB press conference? Yeah, yeah, okay, yeah, no, we're good, thanks. I'm sure he's dying to have more of this come back into his life.
At least somebody has a brain, and it's a 603 texter who says that if you bring him back, he will sabotage this team. So, I don't know that he sabotages the team. I do think it pains me to admit it, but I do think that Ken and I guess Curtis are correct when they say that Tom Brady clearly wants him back. I mean, Danielle was talking earlier about how AB posted that video yesterday and Tom Brady liked it within an hour. So, I mean, I guess maybe Tom Brady is happy and we can stop if they let him come back because they're paying him the $9 million, we can stop talking about how upset and frustrated Tom Brady is. I just want to mention this because I think it's outrageous. I got a 781 text during the break because we were talking about the most overrated film based on the Bill Murray film, of which I can't even
remember.
Lost in Translation. And this texter says the most overrated film that Greg loves is Brian's Song. How dare you?
Oh, my God.
How dare you?
That's a top five man tier spectacular.
The greatest. I mean, I don't want to start a debate because we don't have time because we got to get to the news and such, but might be the greatest football theme film of all time.
Oh, it's in the it's in the discussion.
Absolutely. It's in the top 10 discussion, and it might
be on the medal platform now, whether it gets bronze, silver, or gold.
Yeah.
That's up to each individual man and viewer, but it's in the discussion. Up there with the longest yard. There are more better baseball movies than there are football movies. So Brian's Song may by default get in there, but also in terms of like the impact. Good luck watching that and not just having to like shy away from the kids. Why is Dad crying?
There's a lot of great football.
Why is Dad
films.
Crying?
What are you talking about? Invincible.
Remember the Titans.
Remember the Titans is probably at the top of my list.
Dynamite.
I will sit down if I am clicking through on a Saturday morning and I see that I will sit there and watch it for the 8 billionth time.
Can't you get Shawshanked off. by the longest yard.
I will absolutely. No, I don't know.
No, you get Shawshanked by Remember the Titans more so than the Longest Yard. Original Longest Yard is fantastic.
Yeah, it is. It is. It is. It is.
What about The Replacements?
It's okay. Any Given Sunday, pretty good.
Very good. That's the best one.
Al Pacino,
Stephen Willie Beeman. Yeah,
Al Pacino is so good as the coach. The most unbelievable football coach. God, that movie's so over the top.
All right, let's see. Here's a text.
Friday Night Lights was good.
Friday Night Lights was okay. What about Blindside? Did you like Blindside? Blindside was a pretty good movie.
I would like to actually go to the vault and burn the original copy of that movie. It was so bad.
Really?
Wow.
You get out there, Michael. You get out there. You are there to protect their Blindside, which is also the name of the movie and nothing I ever said in the book to you.
Full circle.
Rudy.
Awful.
Another great film. Waterboy. We Are Marshall is a pretty good movie, too, actually. I'm not a big, huge McConaughey fan, but he was pretty good in that movie.
Very good.
Yeah.
Jerry Maguire, of course.
Is that
a football movie.
I guess
movie.
It's a football movie.
It's a Drew Rosenhaus life story.
Isn't that a rom-com with football undertones?
Yeah, sort of.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
How did you feel about The Program? Pretty good movie.
Love that movie.
That's why I wake up every morning and lay down in the middle of the street.
Pretty good movie. Varsity Blues.
The Mox.
Good movie.
I don't want your life.
Let's see. Here's a 401 text that says, "Wow, I'm amazed by this show. It's hard to believe anything could be that bad." Well, thank you for listening again, 401 texter.
Yeah, for the thanks for listening and continuing to text
about over and over great, again about how bad the show is.
Hello, Mr. Curtis.
Hoosiers, not a football film.
Now, given the female kicker, Necessary Roughness, I know you love that one.
Oh, Kathy Ireland. Yes.
Oh, yeah, don't forget about Gus. Gus was a great football movie about the donkey. That was the.
How about Air Bud?
That was the.
That's the greatest football movie. Air Bud. Air Bud. Celebrate the whole catalog. Golden Retriever, Golden Goals, Air Pups.
Forrest Gump has a little football in it.
Point Break has the greatest quarterback in history in that movie.
Yeah.
God, do I love that movie.
I want to
watch the Point Break channel.
We have got to get to the news with Danielle, and we will do that next.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI. It's time for...
Good morning.
...the news.
Good news out of Orlando, Florida. Dale Earnhardt died.
...with your host...
I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
...Danielle Murr.
Because I am good at three things. Fighting, screwing, and reading the news.
Brought to you by the Northeast Men's Clinic.
There's more good news today.
...on Sports Radio WEEI.
At the Northeast Men's Clinic, they specialize in the sexual health of men. Learn more at northeastmensclinic.com or call 617-793-5000.
So the president yesterday defended the wife of the U.S. diplomat who's accused of killing a teenager in a wrong-way crash in the U.K.
He did?
Yes, he did.
What's wrong with him?
Huh? He's just saying that it happens.
How much time do you have? I thought we were doing Antonio Brown talk.
Mm-hmm. The president spoke yesterday and said that he understands that there's tremendous anger. He totally gets it. But, you know, it was just unfortunately a terrible accident. A terrible accident after which the woman admitted liability and then fled the country.
Well, yes.
Under diplomatic immunity. Like, come on.
He said that it's very difficult to figure out which side of the road to drive on.
After you've lived there for a while?
In Europe. In many countries in Europe. Yes,
oh, so that gives you the reason to flee the country after you kill a kid on a motorcycle because you're not used to driving on the left side of the road. I don't think so. Here.
I think that lady should be sent back there.
Mm-hmm.
She's not a diplomat. She's just the wife of a diplomat. I think she should be sent back there in order to pay the, or at least go to court and see a magistrate or whatever they do in England.
Correct.
You know? Yeah.
We have sound from the president.
And was driving on the wrong side of the road. And that can happen. You know, those are the opposite roads. That happens. I won't say it ever happened to me, but it did. When you get used to driving on our system and then you're all of a sudden in the other system where you're driving, it happens. You have to be careful. Very careful. So a young man was killed. The person that was driving the automobile has diplomatic immunity. We're going to speak to her very shortly and see if we can do something where they meet. It was a terrible accident.
We're going to send some flowers.
Perhaps an edible arrangement.
We're going to send some of the finest pineapple on a stick. That'll help them get over it. These things could happen on the other side of the road. Of course, it didn't happen to me. Can he mention any news story without involving himself?
Well, wait, but he said it didn't happen to me, but then he said it did.
But it did happen.
So wait, was he driving himself around Europe in some kind of a motor car or something?
In the Trump mobile.
I mean,
Big Ben, Parliament.
Hello?
Got stuck in a rotary. Think he is going to porker, Russ.
God.
Yeah. Leader of the free world, ladies and gentlemen. Leader of the free world.
In Hoboken, New Jersey, they've recorded their first electric scooter DUI arrest.
Oh, People are getting hammered and getting on electric scooters now.
They introduced the electric scooters to the city in May, and you've seen these popping up in a lot of places.
Like the birds? Like Lyft, Bird, like the electric scooter, the one you can take out for like a buck an hour?
Correct, yes.
Yeah, they're all over Nashville and L.A. And
Salem has them now, which is a lot of business owners are concerned because, you know, it's October in Salem and all the tourists are coming in and people are just driving these things all over the place without paying attention.
They just announced yesterday that they are banning them on the weekends in Salem up to Halloween.
Smart.
Because they are worried that people are going to get hit.
Good idea. Yeah. Too
drive
many people
it right
on
into the drink.
But anyway, this guy, Nick Curtone, 26 years old, was traveling on one of the scooters. They go up to 18 miles an hour, so they go pretty fast. He was charged with DWI, reckless driving, and refusal to submit to a breathalyzer. Evidently, a sergeant from the Hoboken police tried to stop the kid from getting on the scooter because he could see that he was visibly impaired, but the kid rode off. The police officer followed him in a cruiser and watched as the kid swayed back and forth. Finally, the police officer was able to stop the guy, tried to give him the sobriety test, and then he was subsequently arrested.
But I thought that was the whole point of the things, was so that people could leave bars and get home.
No, you're still driving.
No?
No.
Okay.
That's called Uber, or call a friend, or something.
Those things are the number one source of hospital and ER visits in Nashville, by the way.
Oh, I believe it.
Their doctors talk about scraped elbows, twisted ankles, broken arms, face gashes, everything, because people go to Broadway, they do the pedal taverns, and then knuckleheads swipe a card, pay a buck, get on one of those things, and then just face plant.
Well, remember when they did the big dramatic demonstration of how they were going to work? I think that was in your home community of Brookline, Ken.
Yeah.
And the woman had an immediate accident with the thing when she was demonstrating it.
Immediately. Yeah. Unbelievable. Speaking of New Jersey, a couple of women have been arrested for cheating at church bingo.
That's irony.
The stakes are high.
Yeah.
A church volunteer in Camden, New Jersey, caught 71-year-old Teresa Davis and 38-year-old Kesha Brockington taping numbers onto their bingo cards to win a prize. That's an aggressive move. Like, no one's going to notice that. The prize was just under $200, so I don't know if this was really worth it.
They were cheating at church bingo for
$200? Mm-hmm, $200.
Yeah.
So the church called the police, and the two of them were arrested for improper behavior. Spokesperson for the church said it's the first time they've had a cheating incident in the 20 years that they have been running the bingo game. An irrational fear in the news this morning. Authorities in Georgia are asking you to kill the snakehead fish if you find it. This is terrifying. This thing can live on land for several days. This fish can live out of water for several days. Wild.
Have you seen the thing online?
It's terrifying looking.
It's scary. It's very scary.
So the Department of Natural Resources in Georgia said that they initially found one of them in early October in a pond attached to a private property. And they issued a press release. Evidently, these things are native to China. They can grow up to 3 feet long. They're able to breathe air because they have an air bladder. And they can spend about 4 days out of water. So they're saying if anybody finds one of these things, you need to kill it right away because it can turn into an invasive species type thing. And, you know, fishermen are finding these things and wondering what to do about it. We actually have some sound from one guy.
I was on the phone with a biologist talking to them, DNR, trying to figure out what are we going to do about this. When I had him on the dock, I could hear him like taking a gulp of breath there, which was really weird, which I never heard a fish do before. Like, I've been wanting to catch one of these for so long, okay? And like I said, never did I expect to here in Georgia. I didn't kill it. Did not kill it.
DNR says kill it.
DNR says kill it, okay? But I was trying to weigh it, and when it like thrusted violently, broke my scale, nothing I can do. So that's why I was actually headed back out there again today, because I told the biologist that if I get it again, you're going to be the first person I call.
He didn't kill it, but he actually got it drunk.
Now you're going to have snakehead fish posses going all around Georgia. I'm all around them, all around them. Yeah. Find out how it tastes. They're going to have like Tommy Lee Jones in The Fugitive. I want you to check every lake, pond, fishery, hatchery. Go get them all. Get them.
Is there a bounty like on the head of the snakehead fish?
I don't believe so, but that might be an interesting little thing to give up.
Wonder how it tastes. Would you try it? Would you eat it? Is that a new segment?
Yeah,
would you eat it?
I mean, have you seen me? I'll eat anything. I mean,
I feel like that's a little exotic for you.
It's a terrifying looking creature.
Yes, it is.
Well, there's a lot of creatures that live deep in the ocean that are terrifying. I mean, you get way down there, there's stuff that people haven't even discovered yet. There's like fish with giant incisors that could rip your jugular out of your neck.
Fish with natural lighting so they can see seven miles under the ocean.
It is scary.
Did you see the giant gelatinous orb that they found in the ocean last week, which was like, it's the size of a man. And they said it's basically millions of 10-armed squid eggs. Yes. Talk about irrational fear.
I saw it, and there were there were 10 tiny little plastic shampoo bottles in it. And the poor thing had nearly been strangled.
It smelled like Pantene Pro Vivo.
A plastic shampoo bottle. That's why California has to ban them.
It was Molten and Brown.
And there was an Albertsons bag in it, too.
It was a texter who was enraged that I thought it was ridiculous that California is banning the shampoo bottles, and asking me if there's not another way for hotels to get people their shampoo. And yes, they could use all kinds of, I mean, I guess they could have an employee stand in your shower with the shampoo in their hands, and then they could just pour it over you. But in general, I think that there are lots of situations where a small plastic bottle, which last time I checked was not illegal, could be of use to somebody. So to ban that one particular product when there are countless things that could do damage to a turtle or others in the ocean.
Killing fish, whales, and even birds.
Right.
Not the fish.
I think it's ridiculous.
There is nothing worse than an environmentalist hardo. They are taking over our country. They're changing our everyday life all because of these idiotic reasons with these tiny plastic bottles or plastic straws, or just do whatever you want in your own time. I'm happy for you. If you want to save the planet, do it in your own home. But the odds are you're driving an SUV, you've got a big house, and you're completely not living by the words that you're asking others to act on.
By the way, adjunct question. Have you ever figured out how much you and Laird save when it comes to shampoo every day?
Because
it's not necessary, right? There's no need for it.
Of course not.
Do you even bother with like? Do you even throw any on there? I wouldn't even bother.
I don't know why. Yeah,
you do. You do put you like it's probably out of habit or whatever.
I just want to go through as many plastic bottles as possible, so that's why.
Wait, you guys use shampoo?
Yes.
What? Wait, the two of you have no hair and use shampoo, and I have all this hair and I don't use shampoo. Come on.
What do you mean you don't use shampoo?
I'm a no shampoo guy.
Why?
You don't need to.
What do you mean? Explains the smell.
Here we go.
What do you mean you
I
don't
have a
need
perfectly clean? You want to come in and smell me, Ken?
What do you mean you don't need it?
I had a guy barber years ago told me, he's like, the crap they put in most shampoos, it's not worth it. Don't do it.
Well, it is very drying.
It does. Mike, I got a nice oily. Do you see this head of hair, Greg? Is it going anywhere? It's fantastic. Proud of my power loss.
Mess. There's compression pants you have to wear every day, and the hair is just.
Yeah. I'm a different person. Hey, how about Greg? You're a professional gym rat. Would you, when you go to the gym, when you go to the fitness center, you know how they have the refillable dispensers in the shower with the shampoo and the conditioner?
Yes.
Why not just have those in your hotels?
Well, there are some hotels that do.
Yes.
But as I said,
they like Earth.
As I said earlier, there are also some people who might like to buy a tiny little bottle of shampoo, or they might at a hotel like to be able to take a tiny little bottle with them. Because they paid for it, theoretically. And
that's
so,
like taking when the people that are like, do you want a doggy bag? It's like, yes, I'm going to take this home and throw it out in 4 days.
You know what? McDonald's is not going to be allowed. Fast food restaurants soon will not be able to give you to-go packets of ketchup or sauce.
Yeah.
You'll have to ask for it in your hand at the restaurant.
Yes.
Let me ask you a question. And you've probably seen this online. If you haven't, then I advise you not to. But when they have the giant thing of shampoo in the shower, is it your guess when people are willing to lick a tub of ice cream in a supermarket or convenience store, is it your guess that people aren't doing horrible things to the giant shampoo vat that remains after they have
like
left?
Fine.
Go online. Look at what people are doing to them. It's disturbing. And then you're putting that into. You're working that into your hair.
But you eat hot dogs.
Is that hair gel?
This is Bree. Hello, Bree.
Hi.
What's up, Bree?
Well, so I just think it's funny, you know, Tom and Giselle save the planet, but then he's wearing his Canadian Goose jacket.
Canada Goose. Canada Goose. But I don't know. Are those made from real Canada goose, or
yes,
are they? Are
that's
they
the
just,
whole controversy.
Is it just the flavor of goose?
It's or, the essence
like,
of goose.
Mm. I mean, I don't.
How many miles per gallon does his Aston Martin get?
World Environment Day, people.
This is Brad. Hello, Brad.
Yeah, hey, guys.
What's up?
So, I guess my question to you is it really that big of an inconvenience not to have a little plastic bottle?
No.
Possibly. Could...
No, it's not. I just
why is it ridiculous to possibly limit something that can do harm to the environment? I mean, that's my whole point with all this stuff is, what are you giving up? I mean, what is it that you have to sacrifice to possibly do some good?
Nothing.
So, if there
so
is,
why not do it?
Well, but Brad, do you think that the elimination? And I have a cough, and I'm going to cough in a minute because I'm sick. So it means nothing. Yeah. No, it means no disrespect to you. It's probably from all the carcinogens I inhale when using plastic in my everyday life. But
possibly.
The microplastics.
But when you eliminate small plastic shampoo bottles and only those from California, how much are you really accomplishing? Are there not other small plastic items that are taking their place?
Well, yeah, but that's like, I don't think it's a slippery slope, but that's the argument of why do one thing if you can't do everything? I mean, that's not a good argument. You know, you don't not do something because you can't do everything else.
Well,
you have to start with some things and do what you can for the time being. But once you dismiss it all out of hand and you marginalize it, nobody cares.
Do you know, have you ever seen, I saw a grown man that I work with nearly brought to tears the other day, and I don't know if I should say it publicly or not, but I'm going to. My friend, Rich Keefe,
mm-hmm.
dog lover, has absolutely no way to pick up the dung of his dog because plastic bags have been banned in his community.
I can't.
Buy the biodegradable ones.
Yes.
Yeah.
The guy's not a multi-billionaire.
They're not that expensive, dude. They're not expensive.
Oh, come on.
Listen to how we all have to conform because these people think that this is going to save a planet that we are told by scientists who disagree on everything is going to end in 10 years when the people who are running the country, i.e. Barack Obama, just bought a $15 million mansion on an island that's supposed to be underwater in 5 years if you listen to his policies. So what the hell is going on?
I mean, what about nips? Are we going to ban plastic fireball nips?
No, people need their booze.
That would be the tipping point.
Who does the nip? You chug from a fireball handle.
Right,
especially on a 45-degree night at Gillette. It's going to be going down tonight.
Well, you got to sneak them into the movie theater, kid.
What about a work meeting? Like, I mean, you have to have the nip for a work meeting. Hello,
okay,
Brian.
Hi.
Hey,
good morning.
Hey, it's Lou. Hey, Brian. I'm sorry, Brian, what's up?
Hey, how you doing, guys and ladies? Quick thing. They could ban the shampoo bottles. Not that it's going to make a huge impact on the ecology, but they can just put dispensers in the showers and have dispensers in there.
Well, yes, they do. And then people are doing unmentionable things in the dispensers, and then you're putting that on your hair. I mean, look at it online.
They've done studies. That might help.
Oh, God.
Look at the people who... The people who are yelling loudest about banning small plastic shampoo bottles are the same people who drink out of a plastic water bottle five different times a day.
It's just, why isn't it not enough for you to change the world in your own way, and then we can live how we want to live? If you think that composting at home and not using shampoo like Fitzy is the way to save the earth, then do it. But why should we all have to change based on your ideology?
Well, I don't not use shampoo because I think it's going to save Mother Earth. I don't use it because it's full of garbage, and I like the way my head feels without it. That said, I'm going to have to go home and do penance for using a styrofoam coffee cup today.
You're such an earth honk.
Earth honk. There it is. We have reached a new pinnacle in absolute accusatory nonsense.
You are, because
I care about where I live, because I don't want my children to live in a world where they eat microplastic burgers the rest of the way. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry for caring.
I mean, I just, like, what about K-cups and caring?
Oh, that's,
I mean, all that stuff. Those same people who are demanding, like they're standing outside saying, remove all the small plastic shampoo bottles. You're killing the fish. And then they go inside their house and they make five cups of coffee in a Keurig thing.
Do you know when the dude who owned Keurig sold it off to Nestle for like billions, he said his biggest regret was creating Keurig and not finding a way to make them more biodegradable, knowing that he's just filling landfills.
Oh, and I'm sure then he gave $2 billion of his five to the Save the Environment, right?
Sure, yeah.
Right, sure he did.
And then he ate whale for dinner.
Then he had
dolphin sashimi.
Plastic is everywhere. And if we don't stop plastic pollution right now, we are going to have more plastic in the oceans than fish by 2050.
I refuse to eat anything at Whole Foods that is not a five on the animal welfare. Excuse me, how much is the unicorn? Do you have any turtle rolls?
Wait. When you're shopping at Whole Foods,
uh-huh.
they have an animal welfare rating?
Yeah, step one, two, step three, yep. step four.
Five means it was the most humane. One means it was on the Greg Hill Show.
You know, you people, you must just be like a mental mess all day. Like,
I envision
the panic in your brains that you must go through as you begin each step of your day, and whether or not one thing that you're going to do is going to in 100 billion years is going to contribute to the end of the planet.
It's really hard to care. It's so difficult to care.
I know. You're
it's
right.
It's just so tough. Yeah.
Hello, Fran.
Good morning, Hillman. How are you, sir?
I feel like, Fran, these people must be paralyzed with every decision. Like, they want to order a sandwich for lunch, and they need a rating on it about where how each part of the sandwich construction affected the environment. Yes, Fran.
Oh, yeah. It's do as I say, not as I do liberal speak. You know what I mean?
Yes.
First, it was the straws. Now it's the shampoo bottles. Then it's going to be, you know, the first gentleman that spoke is correct, incremental. Their plan is to get rid of anything and everything that offends them. I mean, I'm all for recycling and trying to do the best we can, but when does it stop? You know, my point is, the guy said it's exactly right. It's an agenda. We start small, straws, then shampoo bottles, and then you go down the list, and pretty soon there's nothing left, right?
Yep.
That's the way I look at it.
All right, Fran, there is more to come on the Greg Hill Show here at WEEI.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.